Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to make a jungle and old-school D&B transition that feels big, tense, and musical without hammering your CPU. And that's the key idea here. You do not need a giant synth riser to make a drop feel exciting. In drum and bass, especially jungle and old-school styles, some of the best transitions come from tiny sampled moments that are stretched, filtered, reversed, and given just enough space to breathe. So what are we building? A simple chew bar transition made from a short sample. It could be a break hit, a vocal chop, a stab, a noise burst, even a dusty little atmosphere slice. We're going to stretch that short sound into a proper pre-drop moment using stock Ableton Live 12 tools, keeping the session light and the groove intact. First, pick a sample that already has some character. For this style, that matters. A tiny bit of grit goes a long way. Drag a short sample into an audio track. Keep it under 2 bars if possible. We want to stretch a moment, not load in a long ambient file and hope for the best. Good beginner choices are a cymbal crash, a break fragment, a vocal yeah or move, a stab, with a tail, or a short atmosphere hit. If it sounds a little rough, even better. That kind of texture sits nicely in jungle and old-school D&B. Now double-click the clip and make sure warp is enabled. For drum-based material, start with beats mode. That's usually the safest and most CPU-friendly option. If the sample is more tonal, like a vocal or stab, you can try other modes later, but don't jump straight to heavier processing unless you need it. If you're stretching a break tail, set the transient so the front stays punchy. A good starting point is around 60 to 90 for the transient control. Keep preserve low for sharp drum material, somewhere around 0 to 20. The goal is to keep the original hit feeling intact while the tail expands into space. Here's a really important mindset shift. Don't think about this as making the sample longer. Think about it as shaping energy. A good transition moves from tight to wide, dry to wet, bright to dark, close to distant. That energy shape is what makes the ear feel the build. Next, place the sample at the end of an 8-bar phrase, or right before the drop. In D&B, transitions usually work best at the end of a musical sentence. So maybe you've got 7 bars of groove, then on the 8th bar you introduce the stretch. Or maybe you're filling the last half bar before the new section lands. Stretch the clip so it reaches into the next section. You can duplicate it, extend it, or pull the end out across 1 to 2 bars. If it's a vocal slice or a stab, let it smear a little. If it's a break tail, keep the attack more defined and let the end float. A classic old-school arrangement trick is this. Your main groove runs, then the last bar gives you a chopped fill and a stretch tail, and then the next downbeat brings the new bass and drums back in. It's simple, but it works every time because it respects the phrase. Now let's add a light effects chain. Keep this minimal. Less is more here. Start with utility. If the clip is too hot, pull it down by 3 to 6 dB. This keeps your transition under control and leaves room for the drums and sub. Then add auto filter. This is one of your best friends for tension. You can low pass or high pass the transition depending on the sound. For a rising sense of movement, automate the cutoff so it opens or closes over time. A good starting move is to start around 6 to 8 kHz, open up a bit, then pull it back down to around 2 to 4 kHz right before the drop. That gives you a really clear tension and release shape. After that, add a subtle echo. Keep it tucked back. Try a time like 1/8 or 1/4 note, and keep feedback modest, around 15 to 30%. You're not trying to flood the mix. You just want a trail that extends the sound and helps it feel like it's moving forward. Then add reverb. Again, keep it controlled. A decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds is a good starting point, with dry slash wet around 8 to 20%. For darker rollers, keep it shorter and darker. For jungle atmospheres, you can go a bit longer as long as you filter it. The important thing is that bit effects are there to move the sound, not turn it into a giant wash. In D&B, the drums and sub are the stars. Your transition is the curtain opening, not a wall being built in front of the drop. Now automate. This is where the magic really happens. Automate the filter cutoff so the transition changes over time. Automate the echo dry slash wet so it gets a little wetter near the tail. Automate the reverb dry slash wet so the end blooms out more than the beginning. And if needed, automate the utility gain so the front stays controlled and the tail feels like it opens up. A really nice beginner automation shape is this. The start is more direct and slightly quieter, the middle gets wider and brighter, and the end gets wetter, darker, and more diffuse. That shape alone can make a tiny sample feel like a proper transition. Now for a very authentic jungle move. Reverse a short tail or impact so it sucks into the next downbeat. Duplicate your clip, reverse it, and place it so it leads into the drop. This reverse motion creates that classic Polden feeling. It feels sampled, handmade, and very much in the spirit of old school DNB. If the reversed sound has too much low end, high pass it around 120 to 250 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. You can also give it a little short reverb so it blooms before the impact. If it gets messy, a gate after the reverb can help tighten it up again. This is a great place to remember something important. In jungle, the groove often feels better when it's a little performed, not perfectly rigid. So if your transition lands a little more naturally with the break phrasing than with the grid, trust your ears. Let the rhythm dictate the timing. Now, if your session starts to get heavy, bounce or freeze the transition. Ableton makes this easy. Freeze the track if you need to save CPU, and flatten it if you want to commit the sound, or just consolidate the clip into one audio file. This is especially useful if you've got a lot going on already, like layered drums, a subline, a res, and multiple effects returns. In drum and bass, your low end is precious. Printing a good transition frees up resources so you can keep writing without your computer complaining. And once the transition sounds good, place it where it helps the arrangement. The best spots are the end of an 8-bar phrase, halfway through a breakdown, or right before a drop or switch up. You want the transition to support the phrase, not sit randomly on top of it. Also, check the mix relationship. Does the transition step on the snare? Is it getting in the way of the sub? Is it too wide down low? If so, clean it up. Use EQ8 or auto filter to high pass the lower part of the transition around 120 to 250 Hz. Use utility to pull the gain back if it's too loud. Keep the bottom end mono or at least controlled. That's the whole game. Make the transition feel big without stealing the spotlight from the kick, snare, and bass. If you want a slightly darker or rougher version, you can add a little saturator too. Just a touch of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, can make the stretch tail feel more worn-in and hardware-like. Very nice for grit air rollers. Another great option is to use filter delay instead of a huge reverb. A dark echo can sound more underground and more controlled. And if you want a tighter switch-up, you can put a gate after the reverb to keep the transition sharp and rhythmic. Here's a strong practical template you can reuse. One audio track for stretched samples, then utility, auto filter, echo and reverb. That's it. Simple, low CPU, and very effective. Once you build a few of these, save them as go-to ideas. Save a stretched break tail. Save a reverse vocal pull-in. Save a noise burst with filter automation. Save a short stab that blooms into space. These little templates become a huge writing tool when you're arranging fast. Let's finish with a quick recap. A great jungle or old-school DNB transition does not need to be complicated. Start with a short sample that already has vibe. Warp it simply. Stretch it into the phrase. Shape it with filter, echo, and reverb. Automate the energy so it moves from tight to wide, dry to wet. Reverse a copy if you want that classic pulled-in feel. And if the session gets heavy, print it to audio and keep going. That's how you get transitions that feel gritty, purposeful, and genre correct, while keeping your CPU load low. Now try this yourself. Grab one short sample, stretch it into the end of an 8-bar phrase, add a little filter movement, a little echo, a little reverb, and hear how much drama you can create with very little processing. That's the jungle mindset. Small sound, big impact.